Lawmakers rejected Governor Jim Doyle's idea for a program that gives employers financial incentives to hire some W-2 applicants, and also threw out his plan to extend benefits to expectant mothers in the third trimester of their pregnancy. Members also voted down Doyle's plan to more than double maternity leave for new mothers on W-2. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Dean Cofford of NENA says the state needs to focus its limited funds on keeping existing welfare-to-work programs intact. He says cutting the governor's proposals is tough, but the state already spends billions on W-2.
It's just not easy. It ain't easy. But I don't know how much is enough, and I don't know how much more money we can throw at this.
Democrats roundly criticized the cutbacks. Milwaukee Senator Lena Taylor spent literally hours protesting the GOP moves, saying Republicans are sending the W-2 program in the wrong direction.
The headline should read, Senate Majority on the Joint Committee on Finance takes war assault on the poor. No concern for the needy. Strip child welfare and now kick the needy in the teeth while they're down. Don't give them a helping hand, just give them a kick in the teeth.
The committee also signed off on requiring parents who receive child care under W-2 to chip in for some of the costs, and it eliminated the governor's plan to create a rating system for child care facilities in Wisconsin. Doyle wants to use that system to determine state funding. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.